With the holidays approaching, we started wondering about the hottest cooking trends of the season. According to Fran McCullough, co-editor of the Best American Recipe series, the hottest trend is literally a very hot oven. When it comes to cooking birds, she says, it's back to basics.
You know, for years we've been brining turkeys for 4 days, stuffing them under the skin, deep fat frying them, and Yankees burning their garages down trying to do that. This year, it's the year of the two-hour turkey. This was in Gourmet, the New York Times, Sunset, Safeway, and it works. You just take a small turkey, you don't even rinse it because that spreads bacteria, salt and pepper it, and it's beautiful.
McCullough adds that nowadays it's side dishes full of chilies or kumquats that add an exotic touch to the American table. Well, when commentator Gillian Clark sits down at her holiday table, it's with a chef's perspective. She offers us her insight into what makes a holiday and what makes family.
I come from a big family. I'm the youngest of five, and my father, a twin, has 8 brothers and sisters. My mother has 6 aunts and uncles and several carloads of cousins. You can imagine how crowded it gets around the holidays. There's the annual gathering at Aunt Melva's house, football is on in the den, and carols are sung at the out-of-tune piano in the basement. Each year is as reassuringly familiar as the last, with the annual exchange of fruitcake. It's amazing what a career in food service will do to one's perception of the holidays. Like most chefs, I look at the calendar and circle the days with a groan. They are the hardest days of the year, and most of us dread the winter months where the holidays pop up like the moles in that arcade game, and staff disappear just as fast. Turkeys roast all night and into the morning. Bushels of chestnuts must be scored, roasted, and peeled. Is there a stainless steel pot big enough for 40 pounds of cranberries? It's a stressful time. In the professional kitchen, there's little time to think of pilgrims, Santa, and goodwill toward men. In the kitchens cooking for holidays, we've let go of our holiday rituals. Thanksgiving dinner 1 year was taken with the busboy, dishwasher, and salad cook, sitting on milk crates, our plates perched on our knees, huddled together in dry storage. Then there was the Christmas Eve I stumbled into the Chinese restaurant after closing down my kitchen. While I waited for my egg rolls, the waiter pushed a bowl of soup in front of me and poured me a cup from the pot of green tea he was drinking. It was a gesture of understanding, and knowing what I might be giving up working this night and the next. New Year's, I've toasted midnight with people I've never seen out of uniform, and I had to fight the crowd to embrace the young dishwasher who kept my supply of clean pans coming. In restaurants, we call it a family meal when staff eats together. We are a family with bonds forged over stress, panic, and hard work. Working long hours, some of us having left family behind to work 2 and 3 jobs, we've learned to find family and recreate our holiday rituals.
Commentator Gillian Clark runs the Colorado Kitchen Restaurant in Washington, D.C.